Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Joined today by our producer, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Well, I can turn up mine. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob. I want to tell you in front of everybody, the hundreds of thousands of people that are listening here, what a great job you and your bride and your son did at the Shasta Women's Shelter's Crab Feed on Saturday.
That's Brenda.
Thank you very
much. That's right,
Brenda. It was exciting and terrifying all at the same time. We loved it, and great people to work with, and it was all for a great cause. And nothing like having crab dinner with 1,000 of your closest friends.
Well, we're going to talk a little about that.
It was a party.
It was. You know, so exciting and terrifying at the same time. So that's a perfect segue of, here's my sweetheart, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, okay. I'll take that.
You know what?
You want to do a little recap of the weekend?
You know, I'm going to do that.
Okay, well, first of all, can we talk about the crab feed?
We're going to do that. At the Shasta Women's Center had a crab feed. 4,000 pounds of crab, hundreds of volunteers. You know, they had, door prizes, a silent auction. They had live auction. And, you know, Dr. Ray Johns was the auctioneer. Now, he dresses impeccably, of course, in his tuxedo coat, his boiled shirt with the ruffles and all the studs, and, of course, his blue jeans and his tennis shoes. But he, you know, he was selling things everywhere. He was the man. People were at different tables. The Channel 7 group came in dressed
in disco.
In disco. And you have not lived until you've seen Orville Thompson.
And Cheetah in metallic blue.
Yeah.
Well, electric blue.
Orville had a white
gown.
A white dinner jacket on. And who else? No, I mean, what else? I mean, but it was just, everybody was partying on. Now, my friend Ted Ariano and I found a way to get that special extra service.
What's that?
Well, what you do is you stand there, and when they're serving the clam chowder,
uh-huh,
you kind of get a little bit in the way of the lady serving it.
Uh-huh.
She spills the clam chowder all over your coat.
Okay.
Okay. Now, as a result of that,
okay,
they come and give you crab first and an extra bottle or two of wine. Because if you're just whooping it up anyway and say, no, you know, the clam chowder looks really good on my coat.
Talk about a smooth running machine, though. Truthfully, I just cannot believe that they bring in that much crab, 2 tons, over 2 tons. It was actually 4,400, I think, pounds.
I
so,
think you're right.
And I okay, was it me, or was that the best crab I've ever had? Now, you know, which kind of like segues into next. This Saturday, we are emceeing the crab feed for the Red Cross out at Wind River. So it is the month of crab feeds, but that was the best crab. We kept going, my gosh, we ate so much crab. It was great. Now, let's go into Super Bowl, the commercials. And may I first start by saying we were in the car on the way to some friend's house during the national anthem and the pre-show. And so I was in the car and I'm hearing Carrie Underwood. I didn't get to see what she looked like. I didn't see what they were doing. But all you could, of course, hear on the radio was she sang which everybody always does a cappella. But there was no track. And I was so impressed because usually they have, okay, what composer is going to do the new version of the national anthem? And then they do this, they sing it in 5 different keys and jump all over the place, which is really great as well. But she just sang a traditional version of the national anthem with excellent breath control. She owned the song.
Well, you know, I think
the anthem.
I think the Super Bowl, even the halftime, was more traditional. You know, 12 minutes of The Who, Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey singing their songs. They sang like 5 of their songs. So that was good. I mean, even though they're both 70.
I've read today they're 65 and 60 something, but
I tell you what, those faces have worn out 2 bodies, man.
But I will tell you, I was so impressed with the halftime performance for me as a viewer, because it was just pure rock and roll with a great light show, in my opinion. There wasn't a bunch of flag and baton and all this other stuff going on. It was just great rock and roll music. Now, favorite commercial?
We're going to talk about that when we get back, because we have to take a break here. And ready.
Oh, shucks.
It's Monday morning. It's a nice day right now. It's a little cold, but
it's
Palin Day. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, you know, I've just got to bring it up one more time about City Hall and secret meetings and just why it rankles me so much. And we're going to talk about, gee, maybe we are having the trial of the terrorist in New York. And, of course, we have our guest today, Eric Wickstrom from Five Star Bank, going to come in and talk about, again, stimulus money. Anybody seen that?
And you can call and ask questions.
And it's open line. So anything that's like, anything that's stuck in your craw, it's time to start. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
Five Star Bank celebrates 10 years of doing business in the Great Central Valley. In 1999, our goal was to provide local banking with an emphasis on commercial, real estate, and small business. 10 years later, Five Star Bank has grown into a trusted business partner, providing customers with solution-based personal service. Business, real estate, personal banking, Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell, Reading. Visit us at our website at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, a local bank dedicated to emerging business.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Boomer Tech Radio, the program that keeps you up to date on what's happening in home entertainment, personal electronics, communications, and emerging products that will affect how you work and play in the 21st century. You're invited to join in the conversation by email, instant message, or even the good old telephone. We'll try to answer your technical questions, and if we don't know, we'll find someone who does. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belangi, every Saturday from noon to 1 for Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Start your day with America's Morning News from 3 till 6 a.m. Then an hour of news from the KCNR studios. Then it's Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio from 7 till 9. Dennis Miller from 9 to noon. Laura Ingram from noon till 3. Michael Savage 3 to 6 and much, much more. Stay with us and thanks for listening to KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Hear that? Crack that whip.
Just whip it there, Bob. This is Carl Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
The time is 7:14. It's currently 35 degrees out. Sunny today. Going to be a high of 58. The weather is always brought to you by Ensamo Vineyards. We're going out there the 14th of February. They're doing a wonderful, but it's all sold out. So what they're doing on the 13th, John Stadelli is going to be putting together a fabulous menu if you want to go out on Saturday and take your Valentine out there a day early. What the heck? It's still a spectacular drive. About 15 miles out of Palisadro. That's Ensamo Vineyards.
Right. And, you know, in fact, John is going to be here on Thursday and talk about cooking on Valentine's Day, you know, who should do it. or that weekend, but he's also, John has a few political comments now and then he lets loose.
Okay, Super Bowl and ads.
Okay, now, the one I saw that I really liked was the Doritos commercial. Well, there was a few of them, okay? Mm-hmm. But the Doritos commercial kind of started it off with a guy taking one of those anti-bark devices that you put on dogs' collars.
I love that.
And when, you know, if a dog barks, it gives them a shock. And so he puts it on this dog's collar and he says, "Want a Dorito? Here, bark. Here, speak." And the dog just looks at him, walks away. You see the little hands, little dog paws come up, take the collar off, walk up behind the guy, put it around his neck and then bark, and the guy's doing the funky chicken on the ground, flopping around, and the dog takes like the Doritos and leaves.
It's like he got tased.
You know, don't tase me, bro. So that was pretty good. And, of course, all the Budweiser commercials are good, and the you know, the ones they have.
I wonder if there truly are tickets left for Sarah Palin.
They say there are some left for the 3 mm-hmm. o'clock showing. Or speaking, yeah.
It's quite the event here in Reading that she's doing two shows, and she's on her cross country tour, and she's shaking it up. She is shaking it up, and you know what? Maybe, just maybe, we'll get to meet her.
Well, you know, I think that everybody else would like to meet her too. That's at least it's going to this. Now, Palin, ever since the election, has become a darling of the conservative movement. He has been out there campaigning for a variety of candidates. You know, the latest was the one in Massachusetts. And she has become, she was this weekend, she's been at the Tea Party convention. Now, the Tea Party, the Tea Party movement, I can't even say it's an organization because in reality it's not. I mean, an organization usually has one person in charge of it, and I'm not sure there's any one person in charge of the Tea Party movement. In fact, how many Tea Parties are there? Just right here in our city of Reading, we have two. We have, you know, we have a Bostonian Tea Party group and a Reading Tea Party group. We're going to get them together one day on the show here, and let's talk about that. But the bottom line is that they're all conservative, and they all believe in the Constitution. And in fact, if you can count on any type of town meeting or any type of questions, if they come to the office of the other people running for office, for the challengers or the incumbents, a question is going to be, do you believe in the Constitution? Or what do you think of the Constitution? Is the Constitution to be lived as it was written? Or is it a living document that changes as people change? And that, you know, that's a huge question, and that's, you know, that raises the ire of many. Meanwhile, Ms. Palin, Governor Palin, who was at the convention, took on President Obama on just about everything from health care to the fact that why are we trying a terrorist in New York, the one that masterminded the 9/11 bombings. Why are we bringing them to New York when you have the mayor of the city and Senator Chuck Schumer, who is as liberal as you're going to get, saying we do not want the trials to happen here? I read where it's going to take something like 7,000 roadblocks, 7,000 in New York City to keep it safe, and you know, like, what is it? $100 million a month for these trials. And they said, we can't afford it. We don't want it. It's too dangerous. And so then the White House, you know, made a statement how they're backing off on that. They're thinking of other places. And then Obama just came back out and said, well, you know, we haven't given up yet on New York. You know, my whole question is why are we taking a terrorist and giving them a stage in New York? You know, New York, you know, the city of cities. We're going to put this guy on trial, you know, in a couple of years because, you know, the lawyer's into it now. It's going to take a long time to get that in there. And then, as Holder has said, he's not going to be found innocent. And, they've, you know, as Obama said, they're going to be put away. Well, that to me smacks right there of we've already made our decision, so why even have a trial? And why give these jerks, these terrorists, these murderers, give them the same platform that you would, you know, practically a politician? Because every day there's going to be statements. Every day there's going to be things said. I don't understand the reasoning behind this. You know, Obama says, you know, America should be proud of its system. Well, yeah, our system is for those people that are citizens of our country that have or have committed a crime in our country and not a military act of war and terror against our citizens. You know, let's wake up, guys. This isn't Harvard, and you're not debating a law point, an esoterical law point. This is our country. Your job is to protect the country, not to give terrorists a bully pulpit to spread their lies and to spread their venom to our country. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR.
In today's economy, business owners share two common goals: to do things better and do them cheaper. In their overwhelming need to do more for less, their solution, cheaper, is the lowest price. Discovering after the fact, cheaper comes at the expense of quality and results. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom, works with trusted local printers to ensure you the lowest possible price and maintain the highest quality to get you results. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to get you results affordably. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial just off Hilltop or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Want to advertise on the hottest, fastest-growing talk radio station in the North State with shows that include Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Laura, and a Saturday lineup of local talk shows and Cigar Dave and Tom Gresham's Gun Talk.
Call me, Tammy Chadwick, at 530-605-4565.
KCNR, 1460 AM, clearly news talk radio.
I'm Rick Hill with Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, and I value long-term relationships with my clients. Relationships built on serving clients well. Relationships spanning decades. I know that building relationships begins with getting to know each of my clients. That's because each investor has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education. I can help you create a personal investment strategy to meet your financial needs. So call me at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Furniture for life, Huber's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
You can cozy up to your sweetheart this Valentine's Day on a love seat you just won from Kubler's Furniture. Come into Kubler's Furniture today and enter to win a free, luxurious love seat. It's a beautiful Macy Cafe love seat with saddle arms and bustle back design surrounding the supportive cushions and richly finished tapered block feet. Enter to win at Kubler's Furniture in the Shasta Center, 1894 Churn Creek Road. Kubler's Furniture offers free design consultation and free color coordination. Quality products in stock at great pricing. Kubler's Furniture. Locally owned and operated for 35 years plus.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Kubler's Furniture, locally owned and operated for 35 years plus in the Shasta Center at 1894 Churn Creek Road in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You've got the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and maybe even California. Then you have Espresso Joe's, where you can get any type of coffee you want made by the girls there. And Joe and Shelley, the owners of Tobacco and Brew, are ones that support our community. So you go down there, you can buy your coffee, and then you go right next door, and they've got a great place set up there with tables, Wi-Fi, so you can sit in there, have your coffee, get on your computer, and search the net. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, so much more than just a tobacco place. And Bob is going through trying to find a pen that works. Is that right? Here you go, Bob. Bob, here you go.
Well, we have somebody on the line. Why don't we just go to the phones?
Yeah. We're going to jump right to you.
605-4567. We do take your calls, believe it or not. Yes, this is open line. So call in and tell us what's on your mind. Good morning. You're on KCNR.
Hello.
Hello. Carl?
Yeah, you guys are on. You're on.
Well, great. Let's expand on what's happening with that, bringing all these terrorists to the USA here.
Great.
That's just two they're talking about in New York. What about the 200 that they're going to bring over here and purchase that prison in Marion, Illinois, and then build a perimeter fence around it for $200 million and $170 million for the prison, and then lawyer up each and every one of these guys with a public defender? I mean, Dugan Barr will probably be out there applying for a job. These guys will have they'll have an open-end expense account. You won't see these guys tried in 5 years.
You know, I think that you're absolutely right, and they're going to be charging $250 to $500 bucks an hour. You know, at least the lawyers are. And it's going to cost us billions.
Absolutely. You know,
and how many of them, you're right, how many of them are even going to make it to trial?
And how many of them are going to get turned loose if they have to get tried by a jury of their peers? Can you imagine that?
How do you find a? I mean, first of all, how do you find a jury of your peers if you're from, Yemen and you're or Pakistan and you're trying to blow things up and you're a hardcore jihadist, Muslim Islamic jihadist? I mean, where are your peers here in the United States?
This whole thing is insanity at the max. And that group running Washington today, it's just really hard to put anything in perspective for what they're doing. You got a guy running the country that you and me probably wouldn't hire to run a 7-Eleven.
Well, you know, and I hate to just keep harping on this, but his background and would have made it hard for him back when he was running. If he had applied for the Secret Service, the FBI, he wouldn't have been hired.
Right.
But the fact is, he is our president. He was elected. So, but the thing that bothers me the most is that they treat things like they treat events like it's a debating topic at law school. Oh, if we do this, this will happen without really thinking it through. It's just such a there's so many naive decisions made, and
well,
I can't figure out where they come from like that.
Well, I think they really made all those decisions because they wanted to buddy up with that other type of people over there and make them get warm and cozy feeling. But that's not going to matter because they hate us no matter what.
Oh, yeah. No, that's never going to change. Now, here's what we've got to, you know, we're going to discuss at some point here in the future is and ask yourself this. Why are we in Afghanistan?
Absolutely.
What's the real reasons we're there?
Yep.
Does it have anything really to put the Taliban down and keep it like that? Or are we looking at Pakistan?
I don't know, but this whole situation here is we can't afford more billions because you keep spending these billions. It's going to be tough to pay back at some point.
And you wonder why the Tea Party movement is getting to have such momentum. We're ready for a revolution because of the fact that we feel like where's our voice? Because this is so not our voice, what's happening right now. I mean, that we would actually be trying terrorists that try to kill us and blow us up on our soil
and
kind of, you know, represent civility.
How does it feel to know that, you know, Sheikh Mohammed there's got the same rights you do?
Yeah, absolutely. This is incredible. Anyhow, we'll let other people weigh in on this issue. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
I think people are fed up.
Well, you know, here's the thing is
are
again,
you fed up?
Well, yeah, I am because I see a stumbling from thing to, you know, from one project to another on ill-thought-out ideas. Instead of trying to take pieces of things and save them, let's just take everything, throw out the baby with the bathwater, and it's not working. People have had it. They're saying, wrong. Obama's popularity rate has dropped faster than any other president's, I believe. And then the Democrats are deserting the ship. Look at the health care. Health care is off the table. I don't care what they say. It's off the table now. And then they've got something they should have concentrated on from the beginning, the economy, and not just throwing trillions at it.
Got to take a break here.
Yeah. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Well, Senate Democrats looking to pass a jobs bill this week. It's expected to include business tax breaks, including one for hiring unemployed workers. It would also extend the length of unemployment benefits. Gas pedal and brake problems are hurting Toyota's resale value. Some dealers are refusing to take Toyota trade-ins. Others are paying less for them. The Kelley Blue Book value of recalled Toyotas is down up to 3%. Edmunds.com estimates used Toyotas will be worth up to 10% less in the short term. CVS Caremark reporting 11% higher profits in its fourth quarter, including better results for its pharmacy benefits management business. And the toy maker Hasbro reporting better than expected fourth quarter profits as well. Action figures and other toys for boys did especially well this Christmas. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
If you're like a lot of small business owners, you have all your business info at your desk, which is fine, except for the fact that you're out on jobs, you're getting supplies, you're out getting customers. In fact, the one place you're probably not is at your desk. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online is made for you. It makes it easy to access invoices, sales records, and customer info from virtually anywhere, even with a compatible mobile device. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you run your business from wherever you are. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm not sure what that was. Sometimes you just get the parts. You know, like chicken, you know, what are those made out of? They're parts. Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM. Linda is outside lining up our next guest, and she's having to corral them right now. Hey, Bob, can you close that door right there? So we're getting a lot of feedback. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, today I'm going down and getting the haircut. Right when we go out tonight, when Sarah Palin is there, I'm not shaggy. Cypress Square Barbershop, DC Tim and the Unknown Haircutter. It's a place to go to. It's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. It's across from Subways. And you're not going to find a hairdryer. You're not going to find gel. The only thing you're going to find is three gents that can cut hair. They shave around your ears, shave your neck. They've got great magazines there while you're waiting, Guns and Ammo. This is a place to go to. You're not going to find somebody that's going to do your nails. No. Girls, don't go there to get your hair cut. Just don't do it. They don't do it. Well, now you can make it into a civil rights action, I guess, and they will cut your hair. Perhaps you won't like it unless you like that butch look. But the butch haircuts, you know, like the short ones, like that. Get up off the ground, Bad Bob. That's what I meant. You know, it's
nothing wrong with the butch look.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, now, and fathers, this is a good place to bond with your son. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. That's supposed to be a mention. It goes into a five-minute dissertation there.
Hey, we still haven't heard. 605-4567, call us. What did you think of the Super Bowl? What did you, you know, what stood out for you? Did you like the game? Did you feel that great old underdog challenge that came in and the grit and how, who are you for? I'm sure if you were a Colt fan, you were disappointed. I always kind of seemed to like the underdog. I don't really follow football, but I love the whole story behind New Orleans, and they don't have to wear their bags anymore, right, Bob?
They have. They used to wear bags over their heads and be called the Aints.
Yes, and they were talking about that on Fox News that they can toss away the bags.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, here comes Baltimore and Peyton Manning coming. You know, his family lives down there, and his father had been such a big player for New Orleans. And you know, frankly, at the beginning of the game, I thought that they were going to that New Orleans did not have the guns to stop Manning.
You say that very well, New Orleans.
New Orleans. Well, I've spent most of, I think I've spent some time down there. I'm not sure. I don't remember it all, but I know for sure I was in the airport one day.
Well, really, after Hurricane Katrina and the tragic, I guess, the tragic circumstances afterwards, the aftermath, and the fact that there's still parts of New Orleans that have not been reconstructed, new construction.
Why are people still living in government trailers there? It's been 4 years.
So,
5 years.
This team, with all the angst and the stuff that they've gone through, the Saints, I think, probably revitalized on many levels the spirit. They always had great spirit anyway, it seems, but revitalized the spirit of that city as well as the state.
You know, I think the government spent something like $2 million on every resident of New Orleans when they were, you know, after Katrina. $2 million. Why are we, and by the way, just this is just a question, why are we rebuilding a city that's below sea level? You know, and the only thing that keeps it from happening every year is a series of dikes that have to be spent billions on each year, too.
I just did it again.
That's okay.
I was ready to say something. I went,
yeah.
Okay, you know, we were with some people yesterday watching the Super Bowl who actually went down 2 weeks after Hurricane Katrina and helped in rebuilding and restructuring. And they said, you know, for all of the preparation that I had to go there, I was completely unprepared to see what I saw.
They said that you could drive. They went for a drive, and they went not only in Louisiana but parts of Texas. And they went down there in Texas, driving down to the coast. Every yard going through these towns was gone. Every yard, every tree, gone. Houses, gone. Coffins floating that it floated, you know, miles away because the water had come in and just had taken them out of the cemeteries. In Louisiana, you know, in New Orleans, they bury the people in crypts above the ground because you dig into the ground, it's water. I mean, you're below the water level.
I wonder how
those were floating around.
This may be gruesome, but I wonder how, if in, I know this is a bit weird. I would ask this question to anybody, though, if we were sitting here having this conversation, is that if they were having these floating coffins, how do they identify who the people are to put them back into, once the water subsides, to be able to put them back into the crypt? Is there, I wonder if there are nameplates inside.
There could be. There may be markings on the coffin. Anyway, but we were talking about the Super Bowl. We have digressed a little bit. Anyway, the fact is that the New Orleans Saints were the team yesterday. And it came on down to the end, and Peyton Manning did something that's unusual. He threw an interception, and it was taken. That made the difference in the game right there. But the Saints deserved to win. It wasn't a fluke. They fought them the whole time. And, in fact, when they did an onside kick at the beginning of the second half, what a gutsy move that was. And it worked. So, congratulations, New Orleans Saints. You have won the Super Bowl. Drew Brees is the most valuable player. And I guess the image I will have that I'll remember the most is Brees holding his son. And his son had these little earphones on to protect his ears ear suppressors because of the noise there. And the kid knew there's something going on. But he wasn't sure, and Brees was sitting there holding his son, standing there holding his son with tears in his eyes.
Kissing his hand.
Yep, that was great.
That was love. You're right. That was the moment. We have a group of guests out in the lobby that we're going to bring in after our next break that is going to make you smile.
And after that, we're going to talk about one more time. Why do we feel like our government has to have secret meetings? Secret meetings behind closed doors. Call them private. Call them anything you want. It's secret. When it has a impact that was tremendous in our state. And yes, I'm talking about the convention center meetings between Kurt Starman, Mike Warren, Steve Gaines, Judy Salter, to discuss what to do with the convention center. you know, they all obviously love this town. They love the North State. I love it, too. Why wasn't I invited? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
How much would you pay for a dinner consisting of a 6-ounce lean and tender center-cut sirloin steak with salad, bread, and baked potato or fries? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, you'll only pay $6.95. Or choose the chicken breast filet or the jumbo prawns from the Senior Super Value menu every Sunday through Thursday evening from 5 to 8:30. Or go ahead and splurge with a 10-ounce ribeye dinner, $8 at Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet. Highway 299 in Bella Vista, just east of the Deschutes Road intersection.
February 14th is almost here, and if you want to take your sweetheart to a place that is off the charts, you've got to experience Ensalmo Vineyards. Try their award-winning wines, Chef John Stadelli's five-star cuisine. Make a memory, Ensalmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. Call 474-5546 for wine tasting and restaurant hours. That's 474-5546. Ensalmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hey, this is Carl Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. You know that song, Don't Stop Believing? That, you know, that's our theme song. We never stop believing. We have guests in the studio.
Yes, we do. It is the...
Excuse me. Is there a Linda and Carl in this room?
Yes.
We have something for you. Somebody really thinks a lot of you. And so we're here to present you a Valentine.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore and love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for you and me.
And you and me.
Yay! Bravo!
That's so great. You know what? I've got tears in my eyes. I am looking at four beautiful women who at, what, 7:45 have beautiful, clear-eyed, clear voices, passionate about what you do. Evidently, I hear that you four ladies have sung together for 10 years. And you can tell that not only do you sound beautiful together, this is something that you really love to do. And you've touched my heart, and I appreciate
that's
that.
Great.
I sing too, but I know that for some people, 7:45. But you know when you love what you do, there's no time. Mm-hmm. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you're there.
Okay, now, you beautiful ladies are part of the Northern Gateway Chorus.
That's right.
A chapter of the Sweet Adeline International. So one of you has to come forward and speak.
That's me.
Well, as soon as we turn your mic on.
And tell us your names.
Okay, and get a little bit closer.
Hi, I'm Linda, and I'm singing with my friends Linda Jo, Joyce, and Donna. We're the Shastapella Quartet, part of Sweet Adeline's International. Our local chapter is Northern Gateway Chorus.
Now, wonderful.
Now, I guess you will be traveling around this week.
Quite a bit. We've been doing our annual Singing Valentines for probably about 12 years now.
Now, for $40, I have a postcard in my hand. For $40, you can have this lovely quartet come to you. Well, tell us about it.
Okay. Well, we've been doing this for quite a long time in the workplace, in homes, in restaurants, hospitals. We've done Costco, vets' offices. We've sung to people under the in the basement of their house, any location you can think of in the greater Reading area, and we will come and present two sweetheart songs. And also a little gift and a heart.
Well, this is beautiful. You walked in with this this wonderful tulips, this three tulips in a beautiful vase, a card. And was this just you guys?
That's for Carl.
Oh, Carl gets brownies.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so $40 gets you two songs. And how do we get a hold of you?
Well, we'd like you to call our Valentine hotline, which is 226-5206.
Say the number again.
226-5206. And Patty knows we're on the air right now, so she'll be picking up the phone soon.
Wonderful.
Well, I tell you what, they besides just being beautiful ladies, you know, they're dressed in the, you know, really great red vest, and your voices are just wonderful.
Well, thank you.
And you look crisp and happy and lovely. And do you have another song for us?
We sure do.
Oh, my gosh.
Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill.
Yes, the Northern Gateway Chorus.
That's right.
And you all are great.
Well, you, thank you.
Okay, tell us again how to get a hold of you.
Well, I'd love if your listeners would call 226-5206. We are mainly focusing on Friday in the workplace and Sunday with whatever your friends and families are doing to celebrate the day. So give Patty a call at 226-5206. And I want to give a special plug for the people that are usually neglected on Valentine's Day. And those are older relatives, neighbors, single people, and just really good friends. Maybe your best friend would be a great recipient for singing Valentine.
That's perfect. I was thinking the same thing, like your parents, like you said, the elderly people down mm-hmm. the road, or a single person. How about those vets?
That yes. would be great.
Mm-hmm. Vets,
even people in the
there.
Hospital, too.
That's right. And, you know, this is a, you know, it's it would be a very touching moment for the people. Linda was very touched.
Yes, thank you.
So thank you so much.
Well,
and
thank you.
Don't be a stranger to us. You know, if y'all just happen to be driving by, come on in and sing.
Well, we just might do that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
it was
a
such
lot.
An honor. Hey, you know what? And you guys are going to get booked up quickly, because I think anybody who's listening to our station right now knows, get on it, because they're going to be booked up, and this is really something very special.
Great. Thank you so
all
much.
Right. Thank you, ladies.
We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters, so get out of your comfort zone, call into my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show, this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by the Palisadjo Pharmacy, serving you for over 30 years. Same prices as the big box store, but at the Palisadjo Pharmacy, you're treated like family.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
February 14th is almost here, and if you want to take your sweetheart to a place that is off the charts, you've got to experience Ensalmo Vineyards. Try their award-winning wines, Chef John Stadelli's five-star cuisine. Make a memory, Ensalmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. Call 474-5546 for wine tasting and restaurant hours. That's 474-5546. Ensalmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Bob. Bob found Eddie and the Cruisers. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know, I liked the movie. The movie was okay, but the music in the movie was great. It wasn't that great. You know, the Northern Gateway Chorus of the Sweet Adeline International. What a nice group of ladies.
What a wonderful surprise. I didn't know they were coming in. And when we did the Channel 9 auction on Thursday night, the chorus was there.
That's right. Yeah.
And what a group of lovely women.
Local radio, folks. This is what we are. We support our community. Community is, you know, in support of us. And by the way, thank you to so many people that have come up to us and told us how much they appreciated, you know, the show, and that they were glad we're back on the air. And only thing we can say is thank you so much for listening. And there is somebody we'd like to say hello to today. Jennifer Cross.
Jennifer Cross.
Hello,
what
Jennifer.
A wonderful
and all,
surprise.
All the men and women that work as parole officers. Linda and I were leaving a restaurant just last week, and this lady comes to us, just a really attractive lady, and says, I know who you two are, and she's been listening to us for probably, I think, since we were on Free Fire Saturday. And we started talking. She said, I wanted to put a face behind some of the government employees. And she is a parole officer here in Reading. And we talked about that. We're going to have a spokesman from the parole officer division on here because it's not an easy job, that's for sure. It's a tough job. And they're out there. And what she said was that morning she had already been to 26 sex offenders' places of residence to make sure that they were not breaking their parole.
Well, here's a person who definitely has found her calling because when she was talking with us, she loves what she does. She says, I'm a mom first. I have kids, and I help our world be a safer place.
Yeah, and, that's bottom line.
And in her opinion, there are no gray zones.
It's, in a lot of these criminals, it's black and white.
Either you're
sticking to your, you're sticking to your parole or you don't. There's not like you're kind of. It's like kind of being pregnant. But anyway, we wanted to say, hello to Jennifer because, she made our day that day because it'd been a long week. And then to have somebody come up. But we've had so many of you all this weekend and other times have come up to us. So we want to be your station. We want to be your voice. We want to provide a radio outlet here, a voice for you. This is Open Line, my friends. This is talk radio. This is anything you want to talk about. That's why we have the shows on Saturday of our neighbors, from 7 o'clock in the morning from Let's Sell It with Dave and Ernie, or Ernie and Dave, to Kurt Largent, to Alana Burke, who gives great political commentary, Trudy Pratt that talks about healthful living, Nancy Sutton Pierce with lifestyles, at noontime, the Boomer Tech helping us get into our technology. And then,
and understanding
course,
it.
And, of course, Senior Solutions, which helps, it answers questions for almost all ages. We're expanding the Saturday lineup, too, here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be opening up Sundays. But this is community radio. This is, we are not a corporation, as you all know. We love it here. We want our community to be supported. And our guest this next hour will be Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank, who also believes in this community. He lives in this community. And they want our community to succeed just like we do. Anyway, I didn't get a real chance to talk about secret meetings, but we'll get to that next hour. Eric's walked into the station. I don't think you mind talking about meetings that have happened behind closed doors, do you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, he's into that. So, but the this past weekend is a great example about our community with the crab feed.
It was beautiful. It was really an outpouring. And like I said, also the guy from Mount Shasta Water.
Yeah.
He said, we're great supporters of your station, and we use their water and their coffee supplies. And, you just run into people that you haven't maybe met before that puts you see the face. When you go out to these community events, you see the face behind products and, services that you use. And, oh, that's awesome. Well, come on in. We want to talk to you. We want to interview you so that you can hear the voice behind so many things that we take for granted.
And that's why we have small businesses, highlighted weekly on our show, sometimes a couple of times a week. And we'll have a couple more of those this week, too.
And before we close, the Super Bowl ad, I don't know if it was an ad, it was just kind of a funny thing with David Letterman, Oprah Winfrey, and Leno. Evidently, that was written by David Letterman. It was his suggestion. Jay definitely got it and laughed and called Oprah, and they filmed it in about 20 minutes in Dave's studio in New York, and boom, it was funny. And that's how it should be. You know what, there's this old saying that there's plenty of room at the top, it's the in-between places that are all crowded.
Well, I still think what Conan O'Brien said. He said, America is a place where anybody can grow up to achieve anything they want, to get anything they want, unless Jay Leno wants it first. Anyway, we come back. We're going to come back. We're going to discuss the banking situation in the United States. We're going to discuss the Treasury. We're going to discuss money. So when you come back, we'll have a segment devoted to that. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, joined, of course, by our producer, Bad Bob. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. It's the second segment of our show. You know, our first segment, if you didn't manage to get up in time.
8:05 in the morning, 36 degrees, in case you're just tuning in.
First segment included the Northern Gateway Chorus of the Sweet Anna Lines that came in here and sang, and they are offering a...
They're offering a special singing Valentine for $40. They'll come to you. And what you do is you call 226-5206 on February 12th and 14th. So book it now. It really will be a lasting lifetime memory.
We talked. Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay. We talked also about the crab feed, the Super Bowl, the Palin's coming to town. You better watch out. We talked also about Obama trying terrorists in New York City, and now New York City is standing up and saying we don't want it. But President Obama said that decision has not been made yet. Second segment now, of course, we have as our guest Eric Wickstrom, who is the president of the Northern region of Five Star Bank.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Thank you for being our guest today. I'm sure we're going to be talking all kinds of finances. And this is a time to call and ask the banker. Call if you have money market, CDs. What should I do with, moving something from someplace? 605-4567 is the hotline of the studio. Ask Eric why we've got him here, and he'll give your opinion.
Also, Five Star Bank prides itself on helping small businesses start up and become successful.
Yes, we do. That's what the bread and butter of our business.
But something else happened this weekend, though, that was important too.
What was that?
With your son.
Oh, my son. Oh, my youngest son.
Yeah.
We went California Fishing Game sets aside the weekend after the close of season for juniors, and he's a junior, and we went duck hunting down on the Conway Ranch in Woodland, and he got his first duck.
There you go. Now, are you going to make him eat it?
Yes. He wants to. He didn't have to clean it, though. Dad took care of that.
Dad took care of cleaning. Has he ever had wild duck before?
I don't think so.
Well, you know how to cook wild duck, right? You cook it on a cedar plank with lots of herbs and spices on it, and you cook it for 2 hours in an oven, and then you take it out, and you scrape the duck off and eat the plank.
That's right.
Anyway. Of course, I may have eaten some bad duck before. I don't know. Okay, good segue.
Yeah, that's makes it yummy. Ooh, no, duck is rich, but it has its place on the game chart. Okay, with what's happening now, Eric, in our recently with our economy, and there seems to be almost fear-based for many. Tell us what the climate is currently in banking.
Well, fourth quarter earnings came out the end of the year. They've been coming out the last couple weeks. They've been generally poor. Most banks have had one of the roughest years ever in 2009. And there's optimism for 2010. Some banks are better positioned than others for 2010. There's money to be lent. We're aggressively looking for customers and people that are looking to refinance or purchase or grow their business. It's just that the businesses are suffering. To find the business that actually can support growth right now is difficult. So that's been the biggest challenge in banking, is finding those businesses in our economy that continue to succeed and have the opportunity to grow and helping them grow.
Well, you know, one of the fears that I see is that we're getting back into business as usual in the sense of the national level. And in fact, I think it was Sachs, of the Goldman Sachs group, said that we're rebuilding the same economy that that caused, you know, caused the crash, again, with speculation, with banks taking chances, banks giving, been given literally billions of dollars, you know, not Five Star Bank or many of the ones around here, the local banks, you know, some have, but that we're headed right back into where we were, and this was supposed to be changed.
Well, he's absolutely right. You know, one of the causes of our run up, maybe a 6-7 year bubble, and then a very big burst, was speculation and greed. It just goes back to some of the basic human traits. About in 1999, we allowed banking and investment banking to be under the same umbrella. So a commercial bank could also get involved in investment banking. So we saw a lot of mergers of traditional commercial banks and investment banks, because the profit margins on investment banking were tremendously higher during the good times. In the bad times, they also are lower, because it's a risk-reward business. We saw that in 99, and then through the early part of the decade, just a lot of speculation. Investment banking blew up, if you will. It became more powerful than the underlying industries. It ended up crashing with too much speculation. And while we've thrown a lot of money at trying to fix an economy, we haven't fixed the fundamental problem, which is putting controls on speculation.
Okay.
At least controls on our money. People can speculate with their own money, but when they're speculating with the government money and shareholder money, they need to have some sort of controls on it.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. I want to come back and talk about that, because this is a huge thing, because they've used our money to speculate, and then they've used the money that they got from the government to bail them out in the same method. In other words, they're gambling with our dollars again.
Right.
Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
February 14th is almost here, and if you want to take your sweetheart to a place that is off the charts, you've got to experience Anselmo Vineyards. Try their award-winning wines, Chef John Stadelli's five-star cuisine. Make a memory, Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. Call 474-5546 for wine tasting and restaurant hours. That's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards. Your favorite destination getaway.
Come and enjoy a romantic Valentine's evening at Market Street Steakhouse. Tell your server you heard this announcement on KCNR, and you'll receive a free appetizer with any two entree orders. You can order off their wonderful menu or enjoy their Valentine's Day specials, like an 8-ounce beef Oscar filet mignon topped with Dungeness crab, asparagus, and hollandaise sauce, choice of side dish, and dipped strawberry. Or dinner for two includes a mouth-watering 6-ounce crab-stuffed lobster tail, 8-ounce filet mignon, choice of two side dishes, heart-shaped red velvet cake, dipped strawberries, and a glass of champagne served family style for $120, excluding tax or gratuity. The bar is also featuring Valentine's drink specials, like a white chocolate and cherry martini, strawberry champagne, or an ultraviolet. So make your reservations now at 241-1777. Market Street Steakhouse, located at 1777 Market Street, next door to the Cascade Theater.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for them?
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by AMSOIL, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. 605-4567.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Brought to you by, this portion brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, you name the coffee, you name it, they'll fix it at a price that's really great. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley also have another space there, another, I guess, like a storefront that you can drink your coffee at, you can Wi-Fi, you can get on your computer, you can stay in there. It's a great place. There's parking in front and the back. Joe and Shelley support our community. Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive is so much more than just a tobacco emporium. Our guest today is Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Region of Five Star Bank. And we're talking about some of the things that happened that caused the meltdown. And are we seeing the same things starting to happen again? In other words, has it been fixed? Eric.
Yeah. I don't know that we've seen things happening again, but it hasn't been fixed. There haven't been changes, just general changes to the regulatory structure. Now, I'm the last person to say that we need to have more government regulation in our lives and in our day-to-day businesses. But there does need to be some general checks and balances to keep abuses from happening at the high level. And investment banking, I think, over the last decade has taken advantage of the system, if you will, and used our money. They're welcome to use their money, but they've used our money, our retirement money. They've used our investment mutual funds. They've used banking's FDIC insurance to raise funds and then speculate and stuff. And they've been richly rewarded beyond most people's comprehension. But it took advantage of the system, if you will.
And then the system got into trouble.
And then the system crashed. We had the stock market crash. We had the ripple effect of the bond market going in the tank with the mortgage-backed securities that were bundled and sold that didn't have creditworthy borrowers behind it. And it just had a ripple effect.
Well, it also, they had so many houses were sold, and the inflation of that was so tremendous that it was if nobody could see that perhaps we might have a hiccup in this, and when it happened, it came apart.
Yep. In about 2004, 2005, we sat down and we're doing some strategic planning and looked at kind of the basic fundamentals of income and the cost of housing. And we could see that if it continued, there'd be an imbalance between the ability of the buyer to pay for a house and the ability to sustain the explosion in prices and values in houses at that time, and it didn't make sense. It was inevitable. It was a matter of when it would, and it certainly wasn't predictable exactly when it was going to happen. But it was predictable that there'd be a problem if we continued with home price escalation, getting people with less and less income into more and more expensive homes, and that they couldn't afford.
Okay, here. Oh.
What do you think about the climate? Of course, it's on the front page of every newspaper, but especially locally and on everyone's lips about the foreclosure of commercial property.
Well, I think that's the next wave, and we're certainly seeing that in the market right now. And while that doesn't come home to roost like a foreclosure or someone losing their primary residence, it is what we will be seeing more and more of in 2010. As home prices went up, people were able to buy houses. Money went to sellers, it went to the contractors, it went to the suppliers, it went to a lot of different industries that then were able to stimulate the economy. The economy grew fast. A lot of money was going in the economy. It was, a lot of people had employment and had excess money, and we're spending it, and they're not spending it now. So we're seeing the retail sector certainly hit hard locally here, the office sector overbuilt and struggling along. We're seeing a fundamental repricing in commercial property, something we've probably never seen, where you can pick up buildings today for 50 to 75% of what it cost to build them 4 or 5 years ago.
I realize, when the REU proposed buying the that building across from the City Hall.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody would disagree that it was probably a great buy. The problem was is that we were going to have to float a loan, a bond issue to pay for it. And we're at 20% unemployment. We're already, you know, we went to war with REU over their policies before,
right.
Which, by the way, after the committee was appointed and they came and worked so hard to come up with all these great ideas, I don't think any of them's been well, maybe only one of them's been instituted, but then some of them were even taken back from that. Yes, you can get some good buys right now, but.
But you still need a tenant.
you still need
someone in there, and you need a business that's creating revenue to be able to pay for it. I mean, that building, the city offered about $2.6 million for it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that's about the baseline price that the seller, which is a bank that took it back, will take for it. That building probably cost $5 to $5.5 million to build. So they're getting it for about 50%, 50 cents on the dollar. Now there's some money you need to put into it to get tenant improvements and so on to occupy it. But for someone that has a need for 45,000 square feet, it's a bargain.
Well, hang in there on the other side where our guest today is Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank. 605-4567. We're taking your calls here on KCNR.
Want to know a secret? Dentistry does not have to be painful or scary. A visit to the dentist can be a positive experience even when treatment is necessary. Are you among the over 90 million Americans who are afraid to go to the dentist? Dr. William Farrell, a family dentist with over 30 years of experience, including sedation dentistry, can help you regain your health and have the fabulous smile you have always wanted. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or a missing tooth that needs to be replaced, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff offer safe, effective, comfortable treatments to anxious and fearful patients. Dr. William Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy, and offer special consideration to veterans. Is your schedule really busy? Is taking off work or the kids missing school a problem? Dr. Farrell has the answer. For your convenience, Dr. William Farrell has expanded his practice hours to include evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palisadrodentistry.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
February 14th is almost here, and if you want to take your sweetheart to a place that is off the charts, you've got to experience Anselmo Vineyards. Try their award-winning wines, Chef John Stadelli's five-star cuisine. Make a memory, Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. Call 474-5546 for wine tasting and restaurant hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Good morning.
I love it.
Bob picks out these wonderful like intro songs, and I just get lost in those like that guitar lick right there. You know exactly who it was, Man in Black. 8:24 in the morning. If you're just tuning in, it's 38 degrees out. It's going to be cold today, sunny, but tonight they're saying that there is going to be a rainy cold front that's going to come in. So if you're going to see Sarah Palin tonight, better bring a jacket. Better maybe bring that little. umbrella. 605-4567, we're taking your calls. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where we're going to be this weekend. Again, on Saturday night, they're going to have a special Valentine's dinner. So take your sweetheart out there this weekend, or take your family out there this weekend. It's a great place. It's a great destination, 15 miles from Palisadro. On the way to Shingletown. Great. Have you been there, Eric?
We haven't been there, but we're excited and want to get out there.
Yeah, we need to take you out there.
Eric, let's go back to the on the speculation portion of it.
Sure.
And when our gas prices went up to $4 plus a gallon, a lot of people were saying it wasn't that there was a shortage of oil. That had nothing to do with it. It was the fact that speculators were betting. And we're right and driving the price of oil straight through the roof. Is that a correct statement?
I think that's a very correct statement. I think we've seen that with gasoline. We saw that in the 2000-2001 with electricity here on the and power on the West Coast. I think it was a very accurate statement. That was purely speculation.
The the other thing too, we talk speculation is and we just I have to keep hammering on this is the banks. When they were given the ability to you have the lending banks and the investment banks, when they tied them to the regular banks and then the investment banks tied together under one corporate entity.
Yes.
And when they started speculating with our money, and now we're giving them our money again, they're making these huge profits and they're paying these huge bonuses again. There's been no change.
There hasn't been a change. We've been throwing money at the problem to try and solve it, but we haven't made the structural changes to the industry that necessary to make the changes so we don't have it happen again.
No, we don't want to do away with capitalism.
No, absolutely not. Capitalism breeds innovation. It breeds growth. It provides wealth. Provides us an opportunity to live the life that we're living right now, which is pretty darn good compared to the rest of the world.
Absolutely. I mean, you see other countries that are living on $2 a day. But it also doesn't mean it's unchecked.
Correct. I mean, you look at any industry out there, we have, the auto industry has the check and balances on safety. The food industry has check and balances on safety and food. We need to have the same sort of check and balances with our money system to make sure that your money and our money, my money, that's in a bank is invested in a safe manner, and that if people are going to speculate, they're speculating mainly with their own money or their customers' money, and their customers knowingly are aware of the risks they're taking.
And that was the problem, is that people didn't know that their money and their 401 plans and their savings accounts were being used to buy mortgages up when the prices of houses rising astronomically.
Right.
And there's nothing backing it.
That's absolutely right. And then the companies that our money was invested in failed or became close to failed and were bailed out or merged with the sweetheart deal, and the only person that lost was the shareholder, who happened to be all of us that had money in 401ks and in money market funds. And it was kind of a huge transfer of wealth out of the working people that had saved and put money away to Wall Street.
So I think the saying is, how's that all that hopey-changey working for you now,
Exactly.
I haven't seen anything except it getting worse, hopey-changey, crap. We've only got like a couple minutes, but let me throw into my North State conspiracy theory is that the election, when it all came apart during the election, in that run-up to the last presidential election, this is just a conspiracy theory here on my part, is that there was going to be the war that the Democrats were running against against Bush. All of a sudden, the war was really almost over. The casualties had dropped to almost nothing. So something else had to be the economy. Well, the economy was already shaky at that point, as some people noticed. When the media and everybody piled on, I think that exasperated completely the situation and hurried this whole downfall. It made it explode like that, or implode. It's just a theory of mine.
Yeah, no, I think it took the problems in the economy off of the back rooms and the think tanks and put it right on Main Street. And everybody became aware of the problems, the media fed on it and made it in, you know, a frenzy, if you will. It became a political frenzy during the election. And I agree with you. I think that while it was inevitable there's going to be a problem, they certainly the media certainly helped fan that fire.
I just wondered if all this, you know, if it had peaked either a year before or a year after, what would have happened, how bad it would have been. But I will always believe, with because it was an election and the media fanniness, and then people lost confidence right away. Yep. So anyway. Okay, our guest today is Eric Wickstrom, who is the president of the Northern Region of Five Star Bank. We're talking banking matters. We're talking about the fact is that things haven't changed yet. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
We're taking your call, 605-4567. See you on the other side.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler.
All I know is I lost my Union Brothers, some close personal friends, some Union Brothers. It's horrible.
He worked at a power plant in Middletown, Connecticut, scene of a massive gas explosion Sunday. 5 confirmed fatalities, at least 5 people still unaccounted for. One part of the plant too unstable for search and rescue crews. Security scare at the Detroit airport.
A portion of the McNamara terminal was evacuated after a man refused to stop when security at a checkpoint told him to. He's being questioned. Passengers who were evacuated have been re-screened.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Dr. Conrad Murray surrendering shortly to face charges in Michael Jackson's death.
Murray's attorneys say their client will surrender around 1:30 local time here. They expect an arraignment. The expected charge Murray faces, involuntary manslaughter.
Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. And Super Bowl ratings, the highest in 23 years. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. You know what's happening this Sunday, right? It's Valentine's Day. But what's happening on the 12th?
That's right. Did you go into Kubler's Furniture this weekend? But if you haven't, you need to go in one day this week and put your name on the form. First of all, go check out the love seat they're giving away with Free Fire Radio. And we are going to be pulling a name on Friday. And you can win a beautiful, Macy, very plush love seat.
Free.
Perfect. Free.
And the way you enter this is to go into the store on Churn Creek right next to Cool Hand Luke's. Take a look at it. Put your name in there with your phone number or whatever else they have here. But you can enter also on our website, KCNR 1460. Go to it. Click on our picture and enter it. And all we need is your name and a phone number so we can get a hold of you. And you'll be put in the drawing. We've got, I know there's a couple hundred in there so far. But you've got a chance, but here it is. Cost you nothing, and it's free. So, okay, our guest is Eric Wickstrom, president of the Northern Region of Five Star Bank. We've been talking about the past, you know, what's led us to this. Now we'd like to talk about the future and where we're going. Light at the end of the tunnel, Eric.
Oh, absolutely, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Just a minute.
Absolutely, there's light at the end of the tunnel. We've gone through a rough stretch here. There's no doubt about it. And we have more ahead of us. But there are businesses that are doing well and thriving. We're fortunate in the North State to have generally businesses that have been conservative over time, that have put money away for a rainy day and have survived. While we see in the paper that the businesses that have failed, there's many businesses that continue to survive. And prosper in this economy. They've looked for innovative ways to increase their business, whether it's expanding out of the area, getting into new products, and we're seeing it come back. We're seeing the real estate market stabilize, if you will. There's still another round of foreclosures to come through, but I think we're seeing prices stabilize in the residential market. We talked a little bit about the commercial market. We're going to see some turnover in the commercial market, but really that's going to provide opportunity for businesses to get in with a lower cost down and expand their businesses. So There's a lot of good things happening.
605-4567. We're taking your calls. Ask the banker. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Fred. You're on KCNR.
Hi, yeah. Hope you can hear me. I'm on hands-free. So.
No, we're good. We hear you.
Awesome, awesome. I've heard a lot of noise about the effects that the Senate regulations and pressure on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I think they are, to make loans to low-income people who may or may not have been able or qualified for them. And I was curious, how big of a factor was that in the banking problem?
It's a great question, Fred. I think that was a very big issue in the mortgage meltdown that we had. We went from the traditional, 20% down, maybe 10% down if you have two steady jobs and steady income as a home buyer, to what the mortgage industry effectually referred to if they could fog a mirror, make them a loan. And we really had a dramatic change in the late 90s and really into the early part of this decade in the mandate, if you will, from Congress to make loans and to get more to increase affordability, increase home ownership. There's a certain segment of the population that certainly can afford and buy homes. There's another segment that can't, and I think that's the reality of it. And we tried to force those people into homes by giving them the opportunity to do it without the traditional investment by them and the ability to pay. And we saw a lot of that, and it just heated up with the loosening of the rules from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in 2003, 2004, and 2005, to where a lot of people could buy homes that really couldn't afford it.
Have we seen those tightened up?
Yes, we have. I think the mortgage industry has snapped back, and actually getting a mortgage today is fairly difficult. And that's really a national industry. The conditions for qualifying are set on a national level by Fannie Freddie, and they've pulled back and made it very difficult to get a home.
Well, see, now that's... Yeah. You see, there's the problem, is that we can't, we swing from one side to the other, where anybody, you can just say, okay, I made this much money and get a loan without having to prove it.
Right.
To now that people that are really trying to buy a home, that have a job, that have had a job for years, can't get the mortgage because it's not that they don't have the money, it's just that they can't meet all these requirements.
The new requirements, the new appraisal requirements that have come through. One of our senators on the East Coast decided that the bankers are all bad, and so they shouldn't order the appraisals. They figure that a national company should order appraisals for us. So we have no control over who appraises your home. We might ask, we put it into a bank, and we may get someone from 200 miles away to come up and appraise a home in Redding, which is just silly, but
Is that one of the new rules?
That's one of the new rules, the reaction to the mortgage problem.
Well, see, now, and that's what I mean, our government goes, I mean, it's like they are knee-jerk reactions to things, let's use everything, including unemployment, which, by the way, they used, if I understand it right. Mm-hmm. Unemployment could be counted as income, when you're buying a house, until the fact now is that Reading is a unique area.
Sure.
We live on a unique street in Reading. We have our home, and then there's Victorian homes there. There's very nice homes, and then there's some that are somewhat, they're not as nice, or maybe not as nice, but not they're not worth as much as others in a neighborhood.
It's a mixed street.
It's a mixed street. Everybody takes care of what they have, but if you have somebody that comes in from 200 miles away that doesn't know Reading, and drives through there, their whole thing changes. I mean, it's bound to impact on what they appraise it for.
On their perception of the value.
That's ridiculous. Again, it's government, going wild one way and then going wild the other. It's like a parent that doesn't understand how to parent.
Yeah, but when you are doing, when you're having your home inspected.
Sure.
And they're giving you a kind of an overall worth value. It bottom line is statistics, isn't it?
It's mostly statistics, and especially in the larger communities where there's in a tract home where there's a lot of similar type homes. But when we get into neighborhoods like we have here in Reading, where there's a lot of differences in the uniqueness of the house, the size of the house, the, you know, when it was built, the quality of construction, that's where really having a local expert makes a difference. And I think we have a very good group of appraisers in Reading. They've done a very good job, but we're no longer free to use them for mortgages. We still can use them for commercial loans, and we do. Because they have the local knowledge of the market that provides value in their assessment of what something's worth. But on the mortgage side, the great senator from the East Coast said that's all the bankers are bad. So let's not let them drive who appraises the property.
Well, you know, a congressman or a senator saying somebody's bad is just, you know, it's laughable. Since, yeah. You know, look how we got here. And, you know, I've never
seen... It's not good leadership.
Well, you know, Barney Frank squealing out there about how it was everybody else's fault. But if you go back and you look, you can see the things he said to open up the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac to people that could not even qualify for a car, much less a house. And then to have him say years later that, oh, my gosh, it was not, you know, it wasn't me. And then now he's making decisions on it. I mean, it's just so laughable. You know, I don't understand why this man is still in office or, you know, why the people, you know, that can't look at this jerk whose people around him are getting arrested for, you know, for selling marijuana and, you know, running a house of prostitution out of his basement. How this man is still in office.
Yes, it's kind of mind-boggling sometimes.
Yeah.
841, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460.
How much would you pay for a dinner consisting of a 6-ounce lean and tender center-cut sirloin steak with salad, bread, and baked potato or fries? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, you'll only pay $6.95. Or choose the chicken breast filet or the jumbo prawns from the Senior Super Value menu every Sunday through Thursday evening from 5 to 8:30. Or go ahead and splurge with a 10-ounce ribeye dinner, $8 at Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet. Highway 299 in Bella Vista, just east of the Deschutes Road intersection. You could cozy up to your sweetheart this Valentine's Day on a love seat you just won from Kubler's Furniture. Come into Kubler's Furniture today in the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road and enter to win a free love seat. Kubler's Furniture, locally owned and operated for 35 years plus.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show. Brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering what an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 1460.
February 14th is almost here, and if you want to take your sweetheart to a place that is off the charts, you've got to experience Anselmo Vineyards. Try their award-winning wines, Chef John Stadelli's five-star cuisine. Make a memory, Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. Call 474-5546 for wine tasting and restaurant hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The world of home entertainment and personal communications changes fast. Hear about the latest in consumer electronics every Saturday at noon on Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Welcome back. This is Carla Linda Bodnier on Free Fire Radio.
If you have not heard Meatloaf and Paradise by the Dashboard Light, you haven't lived. Our guest today is Eric Woodstrom.
Okay.
Five-star band. Okay, yeah, everybody's looking at me like, huh?
Good it's, for you.
Well, you know what?
We don't really have a Super Bowl hangover. Go ahead.
True story. Bad Outta Hell. All right, that song by Meatloaf. Does everybody remember that?
Yes.
Bad Outta Hell. Okay, you know, remember that came out in the 80s, right? When we attacked into Kuwait during Desert Storm, I had on my Humvee, that thing was just blasting as we went across the border there. When we went into Mogadishu, as we were driving, there goes Paradise by the, I mean, it goes Bad Outta Hell again. And then we went to, and then the last time in Iraq, first time in Iraq, we'd play it along with other songs. The last time, here it comes again. Down the road, Bad Outta Hell. You know, we've got to stop playing that. Maybe these wars would stop.
Well, maybe you should play Carpenters Close to You.
Well, maybe that's it. Yeah. That's
but anyway, our guest today is Eric Woodstrom, 605-4567. We're taking your calls this morning. We've got about 15 minutes left in the program. Eric, this is good news, I think. It's one. It's news worthy to share with our listeners. You just recently came up with, your shareholders came up with some...
More capital.
Yeah, that means it's out there.
It means it's out there, yes. About every couple of years as we grow, our shareholders, we ask we raise more capital. We did it in 2007, and we did it again at the end of 2009 to help us grow and invest back in the community. We raised, in December, we raised $8 million in new capital. What that allows us to do is allows us to re-lend that back in the community. We can leverage that 10 times, so that allows us to lend up to $80 million back in the community, which we're excited to do.
$80 million back into the community.
Yes.
And the community being?
Well, Northern California. We have three offices in the Sacramento area, and we have our office here in Redding, and we serve businesses up and down the Northern California Sacramento Valley.
Which leads me to my next question, and I would love for you to share the story. Now, I know you mm-hmm. because we go back years, and then we reconnected at an auction,
yes.
And it was like, oh, my gosh, you're here, and this is just great. So anyway, I've gotten to really get to know the people at Five Star Bank and the fact that, you know, that we go back to the Sacramento gang.
Right.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about the history of Five Star Bank?
Five Star Bank started, we just finished our 10 years of business, the first 10 years of business. We started by a group of businessmen down in the Sacramento area focused specifically on serving the banking needs of small businesses and emerging businesses in the community. And about 3 years ago, we entered the North State. I was up here already in banking and had done some work with the folks at Five Star Bank. And decided that it was the right time to enter the market and serve what we saw as an underserved part of the market. So our focus is on commercial real estate to some extent, but also new businesses and emerging businesses in our area. We have a strong and kind of a dynamic executive team. We make decisions quick. We have the support of the board of directors that are some of the most successful businessmen in Northern California. We have... started by Buzz Oates. Buzz Oates Enterprises, one of the biggest entrepreneurs in commercial real estate over the last 50 years in the Sacramento Valley. We have other men on the board, Dave Lucchetti, that owns Pacific Supply, has an office here in town. It's the largest privately owned construction supply company in the United States. And we have some very high-profile people on the board. They're able to make decisions quick and support us as we've grown in our communities. I think in the 3 years here in the North State, we've grown just tremendously, and we continue to grow. We have, you know, customers calling us and word of mouth and our advertising and businesses as they've come up with financial needs call us, and we've been able to work out banking for them.
Well, we need bankers that are going to have faith in the community. That's our bottom line. There are these national banks that I'm not saying they're bad, but they've lost touch with Main Street. It's like our politicians in many ways. They make decisions, and then all of a sudden they act surprised when the people stand up and say this is wrong.
Right.
That's why you need to have local banks. And we have local banks in this town, and they are working with the people in this town start businesses, to help businesses along, to help businesses refinance or recapitalize at this point. And we've got to have faith in our small business community. And if there's one thing we hear every time we're out someplace, it's people saying, you know, you're on the right track. You've got to keep pushing for small businesses. That's the backbone of Reading and the North State. And we will never stop doing that.
No, that's absolutely right, Carl. The backbone is the small businesses. They're the ones that put money back in the community. They're the ones that are employing people, that pay taxes to help support our infrastructure. And they're the ones making things happen that'll grow into big businesses. Some of the things that we're doing along that line is we're working with a local group and a group out of the Sacramento area on venture cap. That's one of the 10 and 10, I guess, one of Kent Dagg's radical 10 ideas was to get a venture cap fund. We've been working with some venture capitalists for about the last 9 months to 12 months to identify both people willing to invest in businesses and looking for business to invest in. From the banking point of view, we don't get much business out of it. We feel it's the right thing to do to help stimulate growth in our economy, let people's ideas turn into dreams and into reality. And we're working with the venture cap. We're working with the county on AB 811, which helps with energy efficiency. We've done some things both in Sonoma County and Placer County and trying to bring that to Shasta County. So a lot of things out in the community that we're trying to do to both stimulate job growth, stimulate money moving in the economy so that our businesses can grow and prosper.
I'd like to see something that vets veterans get a special break. And yeah, I'm unabashedly for veterans, but they say, whoa, small business, if you're a veteran, it's no different if I'm a veteran or not a veteran when I'm applying for a loan there.
Yeah.
We've got veterans that are disabled out there that deserve
yep.
some kind of front of the line privileges. They deserve a break on maybe even starting it, whatever it is. But I have not seen that.
But no, I can't agree with you more. There's a few programs out for veterans that are serving to give them abatement on loans.
Yes,
but there's not any programs that give them a break on starting a new business or getting. Once they leave the military, getting them assimilated into the business world.
That's right.
And there should be.
There should be. And, you know, we've got to take a break here. But that's, you know, this is a huge topic and one that I've brought up here at the end of the day. But we're going to revisit this. This is something that I think needs to be, is that, you know, veterans leaving the service, they've spent 4, 6, 8, 30 years in service to their country. You know, what's about there? Do we have things that we can bring them back into business? Is there things we can do to help them start a business? Because they've proven their worth. They need something there just to help make that transition. Carl Indebaut, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Join your community in building a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, individual, or group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of the services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to our veterans. NorCalVets.com believes that we should not only support our veterans, but their families and the businesses, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please call NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. That's NorCalVets.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction, or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott.
Are you rocking the Casbar?
I am rocking the Casbar, whatever that is. And our guest is Eric Whitstrom, president of the Northern Region of Five Star Bank. We've been talking banking. We've been talking what happened to the economy before. The fact is that... No, I just choked right then. That's okay. What the funny sound was.
All right.
Following us is Dennis Miller, and Dennis's guests are going to be James Brown, the host of the NFL Today Show. I'm sure they're going to be talking Super Bowl, but also a gent named Andrew Young, and he's the guy that wrote that John Edwards tell-all book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he'll be, I'm sure, discussing all those little things like how Edwards wanted him to... Well, it is disgusting. How Edwards wanted to steal a diaper to make sure it was his, and, you know, of course, Edwards split up. I mean, this whole thing was just... Here's a man that was running for the presidency of the United States, and this is the man that was going to make all those decisions. There's a man that sold the United States and hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, on to vote for him for the under the fidelity of his family and everything else. I mean, what a pathetic laughingstock he's become. But then you look at some of the others, like Spitzer out of New York. What was the jerk's name out of South Carolina?
Sanford.
Sanford. Yeah. You know, that I was on the Appalachian Trail, but really I was in Rio. So, you know.
Got about 3 minutes left here before the close of the program. Our guest today and final words, hopefully, from Eric Whitstrom from Five Star Bank. Thanks for being our guest today, and we always love taking your calls and emails. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, what do they do?
Well, they can come by our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue. They can give us a call at 223-6652, and we'd be happy to talk about their own particular banking needs and see how we can help them, whether it's on the lending side or the deposit side. Or
small business?
Small business, absolutely. We specialize in small business. We're an approved preferred lender by the Small Business Administration, the SBA, and we try to pride ourselves in giving great customer service to small businessmen that trying to get their business going and needs capital or needs lending and banking needs.
Great. You know, our guest tomorrow will be Frank Strazzarino, head of the Chamber of Commerce here, and a unabashed cheerleader for Reading in business.
Yes, he is.
We'll have him on. And on Wednesday will be Charlie Thompson, who is the president of the Shasta County Veterans Organizations here, and among other things that Charlie's involved in. Thursday will be John Stadelli, not just a great chef, but he's got a lot of political opinions, too. We'll bring him in. We'll talk. And then Friday, we're going to have a surprise guest, and we're working on that right now. Last Friday, of course, our guest was Steve Carlton, and raised a whole, you know, a lot of questions, a lot of answers, and we went down to the town hall meeting to a packed house down at Tobacco and Brew, and there were many more questions were flown in with answers. So it was, we're going to be taking the candidates, the ones running, the challengers, and the incumbents, or even the ones with no challenger. We're going to have them on the show, and hey, let's ask them, what are you going to do for us here in the next 4 years? You know, you're getting our vote. Maybe nobody's running against you, but that doesn't mean that we have to agree with everything you're doing.
Always taking your emails at KCNR1460.com. Let us know what your thoughts are. Who you want to have on the air, we'll make it happen here. Currently 39 degrees, supposed to be high today of 58 tonight. There's supposed to be storms. So if you're going to go see Sarah Palin, we'll see you there tonight.
I think it'll be an interesting event.
We're not going to make it. I thought she was going to be a guest this morning, maybe a surprise guest.
Well, you know, you never know
what happens tomorrow.
If she rolls in, we may have to bump Dennis.
There we go.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR.